Clinical trials, understanding the options for your child's treatment. Depending on your child's tumour type and currently available clinical trials, you may be offered the opportunity to participate in a clinical trial. This section outlines what these may involve and things to consider when you and your family are deciding if you'd like to participate. In cancer research, a clinical trial is a structured investigation aimed at answering specific questions. Treatment-focused trials may explore new cancer treatments or supportive therapies, or alternative ways of giving existing treatments to improve effectiveness or quality of life. Sometimes clinical trials compare standard therapies with newer approaches to assess which is more effective or has easier side effects. Clinical trials aim to improve treatment options for families. Clinical trials may or may not show an improvement in what they are measuring, but they contribute to answering important questions and advancing our understanding of diseases and interventions. Before testing a new treatment in humans, the treatment will go through a careful process in laboratory studies. Animal testing provides information into the treatment's effects on the body, but it cannot fully predict how effective it will be or what side effects humans will have. Standard treatments serve as the foundation for developing new and improved therapies, as they have themselves previously been proven effective through clinical trials. Participating in a clinical trial is voluntary, and your family will not be treated differently because of your decision to participate or not. To make an informed decision, it's essential to gather information about the trial and other available treatment options. It's okay to say no to a trial if you don't want to participate, or to ask about a trial if you've heard about it. Clinical trials are a type of research aimed at prevention, detection, diagnosis, or treatment. These trials aim to improve comfort and quality of life, including pain management and new approaches to treatment. Some look at different drug combinations or try to identify the best dosages and ways of administering the drugs. Clinical trials progress through phases, each designed to answer specific questions and pave the way for the next phases. Trial participants are selected based on specific criteria and may not necessarily go through every study phase. Phase 1 studies are the first step in testing a new treatment approach in humans. Researchers focus on working out a safe dosage for human use and may explore the best way to give the drug. Participants start with the lowest dose and are closely monitored for any negative effects. The dosage gradually increases until a safe and effective level is established. While phase 1 trials may not produce immediate anti-cancer effects, some individuals may benefit from them over time. Once the best dosage is determined, phase 2 studies evaluate the treatment's ability to shrink tumours. If a treatment demonstrates activity against a tumour in phase 2, it typically proceeds to phase 3. Phase 3 studies aim to establish the true effectiveness of a treatment against a specific tumour type by comparing it to standard treatment in a large group. These studies look at factors such as longer life, improved quality of life, and reduced side effects, as well as lower rates of cancer recurrence. Participants are randomised, that is, randomly given either the new treatment or an alternative treatment known as a placebo or control, which may not be an active drug, and they're blinded, that is, they're not told which condition they are in, so that their expectations don't impact the outcome. Some trials, known as supportive care studies, aim to find better ways of caring for your child with a brain tumour and family. These trials might use drugs, for example, to treat nausea or sleeplessness, and will be given a phase number like the cancer-targeted clinical trials. Some studies look at the emotional or practical concerns associated with a brain tumour diagnosis. These studies won't have a phase number and may explore the impacts and how these can be reduced on the child and family. Your treating doctor will be aware of the clinical trials your hospital is part of. You can look up clinical trials in Australia at the Cancer Australia website. Clinical trials are responsible for the advances in treatment and outcomes over the past decades, and the treatments we have today are because of people participating in trials. However, being involved in them is always optional, and you can opt out at any point. Before agreeing to participate, you should discuss both the trial and the other options with your treating doctor. Some questions to start the conversation might be, what is the purpose of the study? What is involved in the study? What kind of tests and treatments? What is likely to happen in my child's case with or without the trial treatment? And remember in these discussions that in some trials, you may be randomised to the placebo or non-active treatment. How does this trial differ from standard treatment? How could the study affect my child's daily life? What side effects could be expected from the trial drug? How long will the study last? What long-term follow-up is offered after the study finishes? If the trial ends unexpectedly, can my child stay on the therapy? And how is safety monitored in the study? Deciding whether or not you take part in a study will not affect the care you're offered by the hospital or your relationship with the healthcare team.